2300 hours. Confidential report for your eyes only. Sir, enemy attack fleet confirmed en route to Kara's Island. Enemy invasion plan unchanged. XR confirmed as Friday, dawn. Allied evacuation fleet standing by, waiting for news of successful outcome. Intelligence reports massive local increase in enemy radio monitoring. Captain Mallory's team instructed to observe total radio silence until mission end. I can't and won't order the evac fleet in until I'm completely certain those guns have been destroyed. And at the moment, I haven't the faintest idea what's going on there on Navarone.
How is he, Dusty?
I thought you were asleep, boss.
Did the medicine help?
Take a look at this.
Oh, God.
Gangrene. Spreading like a forest fire. Just been wasting my time.
Have you got rid of the pain?
I think so, yeah.
He's warm and dry and as comfortable as we can make him. You've not been wasting your time. Here, have one of these.
Thanks, boss.
Very sensible. I am Oberleutnant Tutzig, and you are the prisoners of the Württembergische Gebirgsbattalion. Make one move and you will die.
The Guns of Navarone by Alistair MacLean. Dramatized in 5 episodes by Bert Cools. Starring Toby Stevens as Captain Keith Mallory, with David Rintoul, Michael Williams, Alex Norton, John Garasio, and Peter Kenny. Episode 4.
Thanks. I had mounted a watch, of course. 2 hours each. When they came, it was Casey Brown, but it could have been any of us. We were all bone tired. And they were the WGB, the Alpine Corps. The best there is.
Take a good look at them, Sergeant.
Sir!
Look at their eyes. Dangerous men, Sergeant. The English choose their killers well.
How did you manage to find us?
Only a fool burns juniper wood. We smelt it miles away.
What is wrong with this man?
He's dying.
Is he indeed?
I have no quarrel with a dying man.
Sergeant, leave him there.
Stop.
Get the rest of them outside. And be warned, Englishman. My men are praying for an excuse to shoot you down.
Move! It's moving!
What have you done with the man on guard?
Your gallant sentry. He's asleep at his post. Very soundly asleep.
You've killed him.
We don't kill where there's no need, Englishman. We don't stab in the back and cut men's throats.
Cut men's throats?
We are soldiers, not murderers.
The hell are you talking about?
I'm talking about my own Batman. An unarmed messenger, a boy. We found him not an hour ago.
That was none of our doing.
Don't! My intelligence, murderer. Tie the hands, sir.
You're going to shoot us.
Haven't you heard a word I said? No, I'm not going to kill you. My orders are to bring you in alive for questioning.
But, sir, Captain.
What do you want?
I am no killer. Before God, I am not one of them.
You yellow bastard.
Silence! What were you saying, fat man?
Oh, sir, I am only a Greek, a poor Greek fisherman. They forced me to go with them. Let me go, sir. Let me go, and I will tell you all their secrets.
Where do you reckon they've taken us, sir?
There's a compound in the village. Probably just a few huts and a bit of barbed wire.
If they've got decent beds.
Islands.
Well,
Excellently done, Oberleutnant Turchik.
Harpenskörder?
Most efficient, really, most efficient. Dangerous men, Turchik. You had a little trouble, perhaps? The prisoners were uncooperative?
They offered no resistance at all, sir. My men were perhaps a little enthusiastic.
A little enthusiastic. But only a little, eh?
Hartman?
Only a little. Mm. Then this one?
Was in that condition when we found them, sir.
I was about to commend you for your thoroughness. No matter.
The boy needs a doctor.
You are the leader of this rabble?
He's an injured officer, a prisoner of war.
Don't lecture me on the Geneva Convention. He'll get what he needs in time. Where are the explosives?
What explosives?
What explosives? You come to Navarone, you plan to destroy the guns in the fortress, and you neglect to bring any explosives. Do you think I am a fool?
Hard to say. Maybe when I've known you longer.
And you? Will you also try to be funny? Will you tell me that you brought a bag full of fuses but no explosives? Hmm? Where are they?
I don't know anything about any explosives.
Oh. What about you, my fat friend? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, Your Excellency. I told the lieutenant here.
I know what you said. You tell us everything you know if we'll just let you go.
Before God and my mother, Your Honor.
One of our gallant allies, Lieutenant.
My face is bleeding.
Curious, isn't it, how many big men are not only stupid but cowardly, too. It must be some sort of natural compensation. Go on then, big man. Tell me everything you know.
My name is Peter Papadopoulos, Your Honor. I'm just a poor fisherman. This man came from Alexandria.
Damn, Judas! Be quiet, or you'll be shot. Go on.
They were in the boat, a fishing boat, in disguise. They sunk a German patrol boat before God.
And what are you doing with this rabble band of killers, fisherman?
They forced me to go with them because they cannot speak Greek.
You're their interpreter?
Yes, yes, that's the word. Interpreter, yes. I went with them, first to a creek in the storm, and then here to this island, to the south cliff. We climbed the cliff,
stop.
You have something to say, Lieutenant Twitchy.
Forgive me, sir, but this is nonsense. Oh. So far, he's been speaking the truth, but believe me.
I was aware of it, Oberleutnant.
Yes, sir, of course. But the south cliff, no one could climb it.
You're sure?
I was a mountaineer before the war, sir. I'm in the Alpine Corps now, I'm sure.
Interesting. Well?
Impossible for you, maybe, Lieutenant, but not for him. Don't you know who that is?
Enlighten us.
Keith Mallory, the greatest mountain climber in the world.
Keith Mallory?
Yes, sir, yes. And the others, their names are Brown and Miller.
Damn you, Papa! I told you to be silent!
Guard.
Get your hands off me, Lieutenant.
For God's sake, sir, you can't. The orders!
Oh, yes. I have to preserve your miserable life so you can enjoy a trip to the fortress, Herr Mallory. Guard.
Sir. And the boy is called Stevens, Your Excellency. Stevens.
Oh. Now we can put names to you at last. Thank you, Fisherman.
Your Honor. Your Honor.
One last question. Where have they hidden their explosives?
Alas, Your Excellency, I do not know. I was not allowed to see.
A shame. Still, you have done well.
And now may I go? You said I could go.
I said nothing of the sort. So you are not a fighting man, eh? Just a monstrous deal of skin to cover a quivering bag of jelly. Just a fat and fearful fisherman. Well, perhaps you are. But perhaps you are not. Bring them in. Wait outside. Come now, Papagos. Say hello to your friends.
They are not my friends.
I wonder if they will agree with you.
What sort of cheap trick is this?
Mm-hmm. And I suppose you've never seen them before in your life. Human memory is so short. Well, allow me to reacquaint you. Mr. Keith Mallory, meet Luki Stavrou and Panayis Vlachos, the foxes of Navarone.
Why are we here? Who are these people? We've done nothing. Nothing. How many times to drag us from our
bed? Enough! You see, Tutsik, you're not the only one with a catch tonight. This specimen. This one is new. The other I know very well, don't I, Mr. Panayis Vlachos? Answer me. You have a tongue in your head, haven't you? Oh, no. How foolish of me. I forgot. My colleagues in the fortress once had a little too much fun with our wily fox here. A pity. But these things happen. This is getting tedious. You don't know them. They don't know you. No one knows anything about any explosives. I don't have all night!
What are you doing?
Keep away from him!
My dear sirs, you are in no position to dictate to me.
Miss Skoda!
And neither are you, Lieutenant. I've received no orders concerning this prisoner. So, you've decided to join us, young man.
My name is Andrew Frederick Stevens. My rank is...
Oh, please, no tedious formalities.
How are you feeling, Andy?
I felt better, sir.
I don't doubt you have. You should be ashamed of yourself, Mallory. If a captain of mine allowed a man to fall into this state, I'd have him shot. Your leg, is it, my friend? Where exactly? Here? Yes. Your leg. Not an attractive sight, is it? And quite painful.
Get away from me!
God!
You shouldn't have done that, Hoffman Skoda. You're going to die for that.
Oh, I'm going to die for it, am I? Well, I might as well die twice over. You will tell me exactly what I want to know, Mr. Mallory, or I shall be compelled to rearrange this young man's leg even further. Well? God in heaven. What's the matter with you? Get him out of here. Don't wait.
One of you, against that wall, believe me. I am perfectly capable of using it.
Magnificent.
Give that man an Oscar.
So, little Hauptmann, you think you can break the spirit of the forces of Navarone, do you? Huh? Bastard.
The captain, please hold this while I get the pistols.
My pleasure. Good work, Andrea.
Aye.
Bravo.
Yes, that was a very impressive performance, my friend.
I am no friend of yours.
For a moment, just a moment, Skoda was pinned against the wall by the force of the shells. The wall of the hut was made of bare wooden planks, and his arms were stretched out sideways, just for a moment. There was only one guard outside the room, and it was still a couple of hours to dawn. The camp was pretty much dead. No problems there. The problem was Panayis.
No, I said!
Why didn't you let him kill me?
Listen to me, Tursi. I've only time to say this once. Whoever killed your Batman, and I'm sorry for it, whether you believe me or not, it wasn't one of my men. Not everyone in this damn war is like Skoda. You of all people should know that.
Skoda was fond of saying I still had much to learn. It seems he was right. I do believe you.
Thank you.
All ready, boss.
One last thing. Where's the camp radio?
So you can smash it, I suppose.
Precisely.
I've no idea.
Suppose I threaten to blow your head off.
You wouldn't kill a man for such a reason.
You learn fast. Dusty.
I've got our guns and the med kit and my fuses.
And the transmitter.
Good work.
No, not that good. No sign of the camp radio. It's probably the main hut where the man sleeps.
Then I can stay there.
Ready for some more travels, Andy?
Ready for you, officer. Nice of the Germans to let us have this stretcher.
You don't have to carry it, kid.
How many guards on the gate?
Just one, Major. Tonight, there's more. We are here.
There were two guards. I made Miller keep Panayis out of it while we jumped them and trussed them up. It was Panayis who'd killed the messenger, of course. He must have run into him on his way back down from the cave. Stabbed in the back and then his throat cut. An unarmed boy. Just for being German.
Boss, let me go.
No, I want you with Andy. Andrea and I can do it. Luke, the next move is up to you.
Major, Panayis and I, we have the perfect place to hide till tonight. You will find us in the Carob Grove on the Devil's Playground.
And the Devil's Playground?
The perfect place.
The explosives were still where we'd stashed them, in the old ruined hut on the mountain. It didn't take us long. Andrea insisted on carrying down the lion's share. I didn't argue. The Devil's Playground turned out to be a rock slope covered in cracks and caves. Lukey's Carob Grove wasn't much more than a clump of trees in the middle of it.
This is a good place, my friend.
The perfect place. We have the trees to hide us, and the sun and the breeze to caress us. And we have the view. What a view, eh, my friend? Such a view refreshes the soul.
My soul's going to feel a damn sight more refreshed once I've got a job done.
The sea, the sky, the town, the fortress.
The perfect place. Good work, Lukey.
Yeah, Major.
Okay, I'm first on watch. The rest of you get some sleep. Dusty?
The boss?
Over here.
Stevens
is asleep again.
Well done.
Oh, he's out cold, thank God.
How much longer can he last?
Don't ask me. He should have been dead long ago. He's one hell of a kid. All this scrambling about's not doing him any favors, though.
We've got to move on as soon as it's dark. And we're not leaving him behind.
Oh,
no more arguments, Dusty. You saw what Skoda was like. He's not going to be the only one. They get hold of the boy, they'll have the whole plan in no time.
He's a damn sight tougher.
Look, I'm not going over this again. He'll talk. He won't be able to help himself. You know I'm right.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God, boss, look at the rest of us. You know, we're not exactly fine figures of health and strength. Carrying the kid, it's going to slow us down a hell of a lot.
We carry him as long as we have to.
Yeah, sure.
Get some sleep.
And let me take the first watch. Giving up the damn mountain for God's sake.
I've given the rota.
That is a damn stupid one if you want my opinion,
spare me,
sir.
The insurrection, Corporal. I can do without it.
Yeah, sorry. She's not looking forward to being woken up by that grunting Greek. That's a truth, man.
Just thank your lucky stars you're not German.
You think I don't? Well, if you're sure.
I'm sure.
Okay, tell you what. Give him a message. A cup of coffee and a morning paper would be nice.
A trim little chambermaid to smooth down your bed.
Now you're just being cruel. Night, boss.
Night, Dusty. There it was. The gun fortress of Navarone. It had cost us ships, planes, God knows how many lives. And now I knew why. That damn thing was built right into the cliffs. I could just see the gun platform under a massive overhang. Jensen's air attack had been a suicidal waste of time. You couldn't get near it by sea. We were the only chance those men on Keros had left. and we only had two more days to get the job done. I spent the whole of my watch just staring at that cliff. Bloody fool.
Dusty, wake up for God's sake.
What? Where are they?
Not the Germans.
Not the Germans? Damn it, boss.
Wake up, look.
Oh, my God.
Andy Stevens had disappeared. The stretcher was still there, the blankets, everything. But the boy had gone.
So I was wrong. He wasn't asleep.
Damn it. He must have heard every word I said. And now he knows exactly why I wanted to look after.
Sorry, boss. You fooled me completely.
Yeah, me too.
Well, he can't have gone far in that state.
No, not far. Thank God it's not full light. We've got time to find him.
Madame, my lord, sir.
What?
Forgive me, but the boy will soon be dead. Perhaps we should just do nothing.
The boy is strong, little man, and the Germans will be here sooner or later.
They will never look here.
We can't take the chance. Pan out and search uphill.
Uphill, sir? Where his leg? Well, he'll have gone down the slope for sure.
Stevens has brains as well as guts, Chief. That's what he'll expect us to think.
Anything for our thing. Captain, it's getting light.
Yes, I know.
Damn. Put our DZ.
Send Rhea.
Over here!
Oh, dear God.
He knew you would think to look up here. He tried to hide himself.
I watched him.
Oh, man, he couldn't have known.
Where is he?
Fool kid.
Oh. Damn fool kid. Is he dead?
Oh, he's dead, all right.
Oh, God.
He just won't die.
Hello, Lieutenant.
Sir?
Dusty said you wanted to tell me something.
Sorry. He's given me something. Make me sleep.
Don't try to talk.
I want to say sorry. So sorry. I wanted to say it.
Right, as we were. I'll finish up my watch. That gives you 65 minutes, Panais. All of you get your heads down. This might well be your last chance.
What the hell? Panais! Quiet! No, quiet, damn it. I know, I can see them.
Look at Captain.
Oh, what's all the damn fuss about? They're just flying over.
No, they're not.
Get down! Everyone flat on the ground!
Major! Is anyone hurt?
Major! Down! Incendiaries!
The mother's out in the open!
Luki! Major!
The nearest caves! How big are they?
What does it matter? The minute we break cover, we're dead!
Look at this smoke, my friend!
Hey, you look at it!
Look at it!
Goddamn fools! Thanks, guys!
Luki! The caves!
Big enough!
The wind was taking the smoke inland. The whole slope from the trees to the caves, it was practically covered. Our own personal smoke screen, courtesy of the Luftwaffe. Bloody nice of them, really.
Panais! Panais!
Panais!
Can I
can't go back.
Oh, you wait. Get Stevens out of this.
Boss! Can I eat, you fool? Where are you? Can I eat?
Well, what do you know? Signs of life at last. Old medicine man Miller does it again.
What the devil happened? Andrea?
Our friends guessed what we were doing and dropped a few bombs into the smoke.
Real ones this time. The kind that go bang. You caught a shockwave. A bit of concussion, but you were lucky. Casey Brown and Panayis were both hit, boss.
How bad?
Crippling. Shrapnel in the left leg, both of them. Chief's got a wicked-looking gash. I've done what I can for him. The Fox and Navarone won't let me near him, but looks pretty damn bad.
Can they walk?
They got a choice.
How's the boy?
Still breathing. Don't ask me how.
Right. Where are the Germans?
The planes have gone.
Then let's get the gear together. We're moving on.
Captain! King! Something you ought to see. Down there.
Everybody off! Move! Guns to the right!
They were way off at the bottom of the slope. The WGB again, the Alpine Corps. Two trucks, two field guns, and about 40 men. They formed up in a single line and started up the slope. Straight towards us.
In episode 4 of The Guns of Navarone, Mallory was played by Toby Stevens, Andrea by David Rintoul, Brown by Alex Norton, Miller by John Garasio, Stevens by Peter Kenny, and Jensen by Michael Williams. Hauptmann Skoda was played by David Holt, Turzig by David Bannerman, Lukey by Antonio Fabu, and Panayis by Gerard McDermott. The Guns of Navarone is dramatized in 5 episodes by Bert Cools from a novel by Alistair MacLean and directed by Patrick Rayner.